bureaucratic committee that's going to control the flow and the fauna of how the people's digestion works cannot be regulated because there aren't two that are the same. You see, some people can't have dairy. Some people can have dairy. Some people get violent when they're in a smoky room and they're serving shellfish. You see, so that dynamic becomes just very, 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 very huge. Basically, the symptomatic solution that is a disconnection that you're describing could be grown into a whole grown yeast growing, could be grown into a whole problem that would set up the schematic for the next pandemic.
So,
to absolutely attach it every single time in every single place where there's any other connection involved, it certainly could. We can't push against that because you're the creators. You can make it any way you want it. But my stars, maybe the yeast causes this invading tissue to turn loose from the bowel, which causes a lack of blood flow, which makes the bowel slowly die and leak and bleed out or something. You know, I don't know. We're tongue-in-cheeking this a little bit because, yes, we vindicate and validate, but when you get down to the bare bones of it, it becomes a minute aspect of the whole process.
So I mean, some people, and it's foremost in my mind because I talk to these clients who, you know, they have such vaginitis, you know, some of these women, they can't even sit down, or they have chronic diarrhea and constipation and, you know, dozens and dozens of symptoms from this yeast. So, you know, I don't need to tell them, well, just keep eating it and you'll either die or you'll get better. I mean, that's just doesn't help me or them.
Okay. Then come back to the place of their disconnection of if we've jumped to yeast, which is a whole other topic. But the symptomatic problems of that, basically they could also dehydrate from a runny nose too, but it is major. We're not pushing against it at all. It's just that dynamic of the balances would correct their vaginitis, and it would correct their even degrees of flatulence, because the yeast is what also produces the gassiness too, which we dealt with as well. Different kind, but the same process, you see. So any balance, that balance is the most important thing, regardless of what you want to blame it with.
Right.
Is that
right.
The way this, that's an easier, that's softer, that's softer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's softer.
So, we have jumped to yeast, so just to continue that then, I mean...
Oh, let's just go to the next one. You catch why. That way you'll have a whole chance from the rest of this to why to catch that up.
Because
any other time that yeast comes up, which is the most every single time, it can then be attributed to that. But see, we digress.
Well, I mean, you may not... You non-physical, I don't know, JW may not believe in yeast, but it sounds just too much like the doctors who don't believe these patients that come to them just suffering.
Well, certainly. Well, what is a belief?
A thought that you've been thinking for a long time.
Yeah, indeed. And when they won't give you anything else to chew on, that's good as anything to chew on.
What? What is?
Yeast.
So yeah, but
the undermining of all.
Nobody's giving it to them to chew on. They just seem to develop it.
Well,
and they don't know the difference.
Well, indeed, but they understand their symptoms, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's called contrast. That they reach out and figure out that there's something in their system that's keeping an imbalance, regardless. But you can't eliminate yeast from the body.
No, no.
So you got two choices. You either embrace it, or you push against it. And if you push against it, then it just goes into a nanotechnology that it's just waiting in the next airborne thing that's going to wipe out the world as you know it. Or not you, because you're the center of your world and your universe, and how you help someone in that aspect, if that's your question, how you help someone in that aspect or aspiration of understanding is to then come back to the place of centering, grounding their own beingness.
Mm-hmm.
And you go at it from that aspect, then the yeast isn't the problem. It's your balancing act that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if you can come back to the place where you can then emotionally, now, I mean, much of it is emotion, but now we're not going to say this is the emotional doctrine, because then you're going to get back to your natural biology business, total biology stuff.
Yeah.
So we're not wrapping into that, but there are aspects of that that are apropos. See?
Mm-hmm.
And so the same thing with an allergy. Somebody was dying of allergies, okay? How we handle it is you got two choices. You either embrace it and add more of it to your system so you have a tolerance regarding it that you can live with, a balance. Or you get in a bubble and stay away from everything, and if that pleases you, because the bubble must be where you were heading anyway, or that wouldn't be your manifested reality.
But that's two major extremes there. There's got to be something in the middle. Always going to be my point.
There is. And if the focus is always on this thing that you have to have in your system in order to survive, that you're going to push against, you can never win that battle. But if your work then becomes aligning with this wonderful yeast that's in your body and the balancing thereof of yourself, that allows your body to naturally
okay, Bill, I thought I got disconnected. The recording has stopped, so we got to do something about it.
Yeah, I'll restart it, Bob.
Okay. Right here.
And
it's about an hour. And
here on Canada's birthday, July the
4th. That's softer. That's softer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's softer. Then how is your work going to help them?
Well, I'm trying to be in the middle of that. I'm trying
And if that's a balancer, the fulcrum, if that's what that is, then wonderful. But if it's to teach them how to not have the issue that's this big nasty thing that nobody seems to understand, then for some that aren't going to have it anyway, just becomes the reason for their disconnection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the whole push against them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you see what I mean. That's the part we're not having.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe mm-hmm. that feels good.
Mm-hmm.
That feels good, because if you get back to the thing and you could have someone that you trust helping you with your biological functions,
mm-hmm.
and you had confidence in their ability to look at the body and figure out what's going on and all these kind of things, and then you can align with that, then yes, that can be a wonderful thing, okay? You can trick them into thinking that they don't have any yeast, even though they do.
Mm-hmm.
There's still people who don't believe in gravity. There's people who believe that nobody went to the moon.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to trick them into anything.
Well,
but
if you could help them come to a place of alignment, then the all day, every day, the yeast won't be the issue that's driving the contrast.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It certainly can be, but it doesn't have to be the experience, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that was the deal breaker that was just spinning us on our ear.
What was that?
Yeast being the issue of having to deal with it in the degrees of separation regarding yeast and yeast byproducts and myceliums that are undoing your very vibrational molecular structure.
Okay. On to leg cramps.
Okay, Bill, that doesn't sound familiar to me. What we played. Can you go back a bit further? I think we came to the end too quickly. Missed. People are saying it's a fascinating talk, so they can hear it on the Iron Bob later this week. But we still may have time to go back a bit further.
Continue that then. I mean,
let's just go to the next one. You catch why. That way you'll have a whole chance from the rest of this test to why to catch that up.
Because
any other time the yeast comes up, which is the most every single time, it can then be attributed to that. But see, we digress.
Well, I mean, you non-physical, I don't know, JW may not believe in yeast, but it sounds just too much like the doctors who don't believe these patients that come to them just suffering.
Well, certainly. Well, what is a belief?
I thought you've been thinking for a long time.
Yeah, indeed. And when they won't give you anything else to chew on, that's good as anything to chew on.
What? What is?
Yeast.
So yeah, but
now the undermining of all.
Nobody's giving it to them to chew on. They just seem to develop it.
Well,
and they don't know the difference.
Well, indeed. But they understand their symptoms,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That's called contrast, that they reach out and figure out that there's something in their system that's keeping an imbalance, regardless, but you can't eliminate yeast from the body.
No.
So you got two choices. You either embrace it, or you push against it. And if you push against it, then it just goes into a nanotechnology that it's just waiting in the next airborne thing that's going to wipe out the world as you know it. Or not you, because you're the center of your world and your universe, and how you help someone in that aspect, if that's your question, how you help someone in that aspect or aspiration of understanding is to them come back to the place of centering, grounding their own beingness.
Mm-hmm.
And you go at it from that aspect, then the yeast isn't the problem. It's your balancing act that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if you can come back to a place where you can then emotionally, now much of it is emotion, but now we're not going to say this is the emotional doctrine, because then you're going to get back to your natural biology business, total biology stuff.
Yeah.
So we're not wrapping into that, but there are aspects of that that are apropos. See,
mm-hmm.
And so the same thing with an allergy, someone who was dying of allergies, okay, how we'd handle it is you got two choices. You either embrace it and add more of it to your system so you have a tolerance regarding it that you can live with, a balance, or you get in a bubble and stay away from everything, and if that pleases you, because the bubble must be where you're heading anyway, or that wouldn't be your manifested reality.
But that's two major extremes there.
Always.
There's got to be something in the middle. That's always going to be my point.
There is. And if the focus is always on this thing that you have to have in your system in order to survive, that you're going to push against, you can never win that battle. But if your work then becomes aligning with this wonderful yeast that's in your body and the balancing thereof of yourself that allows your body to naturally ingest all this stuff that make it live long, thrive, and prosper, then it doesn't become the focus of why the leaking of the bowel is your experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God, I knew I was going to get us back there somehow. But
well, you think.
I think I know. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Ion is mainly trying to keep making the point of you either embrace something or push against it, and some people are not going to do either.
Correct. And if they don't, then how is your work going to help them?
Well, I'm trying to be in the middle of that. I'm trying
to... And if that's a balancer, the fulcrum, if that's what that is, then wonderful. But if it's to teach them how to not have the issue that's this big nasty thing that nobody seems to understand, then for some that aren't going to have it anyway, just becomes the reason for their disconnection.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the whole push against them.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? Maybe that's the part we're not having.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. That feels good.
Mm-hmm.
That feels good. Because if you get back to the thing and you could have someone that you trust helping you with your biological functions,
mm-hmm.
and you had confidence in their ability to look at the body and figure out what's going on and all these kind of things, and then you can align with that, then yes, that can be a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
okay? You can trick them into thinking that they don't have any yeast, even though they do. There are still people who don't believe in gravity. There's people who believe that nobody went to the moon.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to trick them into anything.
Well,
but
if you could help them come to a place of alignment, then the all day, every day, the yeast won't be the issue that's driving the contrast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It certainly can be, but it doesn't have to be the experience, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that was the deal breaker that was just hitting us on our ear.
What was that?
The yeast being the issue of having to deal with it in the degrees of separation regarding yeast and yeast byproducts and myceliums that are undoing your very vibrational molecular structure.
Okay, on to leg cramps.
Okay. What leg cramps are, some just like the... very similar to your gout, the circulation issues. Now, let's go with the little fellas. Gosh, this doesn't have anything to do with yeast.
It could. We can bring it into it very easily. They don't call me the queen of candida for nothing.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, in the little fellas... Okay, that you're playing, and have lots of exercise, and, you know, you're a little kid, and you're just wide open all day long, and you go to bed, and your leg hurts, and it's just a shooting pain. Now, we're not talking about Charlie horses, because that's a little bit different, okay?
That's magnesium, my other favorite topic.
That is exactly correct. Now, we aren't nearly as pushing against your magnesium as we are in the yeast side of the world, but still... Here's the old timey leg cramps. It's when the circulation, the muscular exertion, is then when you slow that down, and normally like when you go to bed, then you have these, your legs are hurting, and they would call that what you call growing pains.
Right.
That's how they would describe them.
Right.
Now you can go all the way to restless leg syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but now. The typical easy way to adjust that is sometimes if you've been very, very active and that's your distress, because it's not a disease, it's a distress, and sometimes even contrast, especially in the hamstring and how the hamstring attaches, you have pretty good blood flow there. So it's rare that your hamstring will be all achy because that's what's going to jump into your Charlie horse.
Mm-hmm.
But this is actually more feeding from the calf.
Mm-hmm.
And how all that comes back into the knee, disperses, and connects into that whole thing. Because it's never like, if you have that, it's not like in your ankle coming up, or it's not like in your calf going down, or in the top of your leg going over. It's like a whole leg is just kind of achy, because it's not moving those extra buildups of the stuff in the veins that are causing the muscles to atrophy.
Not atrophy, no.
Then what's the right word?
It's a buildup of lactic acid that just creates acidity, and I mean the legs can become inflamed, but atrophy, they don't get smaller, the muscles don't get smaller.
Oh, but they pull because you're giving resistance to it because of the lactic acid that it won't move.
So it
can't go that far, which can, you know... That's why your folks that have these phantom pains that are in the wheelchairs as they are not using their legs for whatever reason, and they atrophy sometimes. They can
I was still focusing on the little kids having it.
Oh, yes, of course. But that contraction, the contraction or the smallerness of that can be excruciating, and yes, it is due to the lactic acid buildup and the inability to flow. Sometimes if you can add some salt, like take a little bit of salt, that sometimes helps with that moving of that lactic acid, which is amazing. And we're sure there's probably a little magnesium in there.
Absolutely. That's where I would go first before.
No contest. But we're just saying the old timey, they didn't have a magnesium bottle. They always had a salt shaker, though.
Yeah, true, true. Well, they had Epsom salts, and that's what they could use.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why when you soak in the Epsom salts, it's so soothing.
Mm-hmm.
Same way. And the Epsom salts bath is very soothing just because of that. Then it becomes transdermal because you can soak it through your skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's very wonderful.
And the restless legs, is that just a variation of leg cramps?
It's a larger degree where you can't be still.
Uh-huh,
you know,
right.
You just can't be still. And then what does that do? You know, it's the same like if you're a kid playing, then that lactic acid just kicks in and then it just becomes a lot. And anytime that's the case, then it'll pull all the way into your Charlie horse, of course, which is that seizing of a muscle.
Mm-hmm. That is the ultimate of people disconnecting from everything that they think they're connected to in order to stop putting their attention on it. But it's pretty tough for...
Well, it's a balancing. Mm-hmm. And you can get real good at it. You know, when you weigh dough to make each loaf of bread be the same, that works really great. But see, bakers that have been doing it for a very long time, they can just whack off the dough and feel of it, and they know just about, then they can put it on, somebody else can put it on the scale, and it's amazing that it'll be within, you know, a tenth of an ounce off.
Right.
And they're just doing it by rote. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just doing what's natural, the natural, flip, without any precision. But they become precise in their normalcy of, well, this is how much that is, boom, 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 mm-hmm. and it works out, you see.
Right.
Same thing.
Do you want to go on to liver disease? Our hour is kind of up, but, you know, I'm happy to do another disease.
Liver is very, very big and significant.
Yeah.
Let's hold liver and start liver next and make sure we've cleaned up all these other things.
Okay.
If it's your pleasure, because the story, the prescribed inventory of the words are, once we go back through, they should be supplemental enough to balance some of the disconnection processes that we've experienced. But if there's no place, we're not saying that yeast thing is not just a great big thing, but we're just saying that if that becomes the focus of everything, then it's difficult. It makes it even more difficult, just as you said, to maintain any kind of semblance or balance. So maybe that's the softer way to sort of commandeer that.
Yeah, it's just that, you know, if I were to write in you know, your Medicine for Ion book that, well, just yeast, oh, that's, you know, just eat all you want or do all you want and just OD on it and, you know, doing the extremes that sometimes you, the way you talk, then that's just absolutely going to turn people off. They've tried so hard to get someone to listen to them that they need someone to agree with them. And then once you create that agreement, then they, in terms of how I deal with people anyway, is that they know you're listening to them. And then you say, but, you know, there's a normal level. You've got, you know, maybe you've got too much and maybe there's just a few things you can do to take care of it instead of creating, you know, making it a big war. But if you come at someone and say, you know, eat all the Snickers bars you want, there's sort of a over the top, you know, almost satirical aspect that people aren't going to get. I mean, when you went on that attack with Bob and said, eat all the bars you want, you'll be fine. Or even with Steve, you know, whatever you, some people take words at face value and they think, oh, okay, fine. They don't know you're being satirical or you're wanting them to create an experiment, which I do with people all the time, is eat as much as you want and see how you feel. And then,
right.
You know, eat as much as you want for a couple of days of something that, you know, just to see, and then, or don't eat it for a week and then have a whole day of it and see how you feel so that your body, your body understands the process. But
well, those are perfect words then. Then in that place where we, because the satire, which actually will do one of two things. It'll allow you to relax and balance, or it'll cause more contrast to where you'll choose not to imbibe in that experience.
Right, yeah.
So your words are perfect to help clean up that whole prospect, because we would never want to turn anybody in a position or a place where they were outside of their place of coming into their balance, you see.
Yeah.
Because the whole trick of this point is that all of this stuff means not one lickety-blitz thing, spit thing at all. If you don't have the spark of the non-physical attaching to the physical, that actually is the precipice, the beginning place of your ever coming into any kind of semblance of balance.
Okay. And that's perfect. So in the midst of telling someone about, you know, one or more of all these conditions,
yes,
how do you bring in the non-physical? How do you approach that in a
yes.
physical complaint?
Yes. Well, first of all, the first order of business is to diminish the physical complaint.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So
yeah,
then you convert that physical complaint back into a disconnection from source. Okay, that's the first layer. Now the next layer is and once they get okay with that, then you can come into a place where you get to redefine the wanting. Okay, I want to be happy. I want to play with my grandkids. I want to be able to go up and down the stairs. I worked all my life to pay for my house and my bedroom's upstairs, and now I can't get up down the stairs, and I'm going to have to forfeit my house because I gave my whole life to have this house and pay for it, and now I'm in a position where I can't even get to it. See, it's the same with everything or anything becoming into a balance. So maybe the fastest path to their joy is getting one of those little stools that run up and down the steps, and you don't have to deal with that no more. Okay, that's a solution that can get a balance that gets them back into a place where they're loving and enjoying this house that they've enjoyed all their life. See? Now, or converting a den or an area downstairs to put the bedroom downstairs so you're actually closer to the facilities and you're okay, and then when guests come, they have upstairs and they can change their own sheets. You see? Anything like that, if that aspect, the same thing is true with your leukemia, with your yeast, with your other magnesium issue. Well, not magnesium. We're not pushing against anything. But in that whole dynamic, it's anything that broadens their capacity for their own alignment is the perfect dimension or place to begin. Now, yes, when you ask the question, that's the answer. If you have allergies, and that's the same thing that they put in those allergy shots that you gin. If it's pollen, get out and roll in it. Just cover yourself up in it. Just get it all over everything so far to the point that you will either realize that that's what it is, or you will build a tolerance to it because it will become the natural part of your new flora and fauna that's out. Flora and Flona. What is Flona? Flora and fauna. It becomes a natural aspect that allows your body to naturally balance itself. But if you spend all day, every day, worrying about the fall of the year when the goldenrod's coming in, get ready, because that will be your experience. All right, now, in the natural production of yeast, okay, if that be the balancing act of the alignment part, you could be eat up with yeast and never even notice it. Have no complaint, have no problem. Then you don't have to find the disconnected ones to listen to tell you about all their problems that they're lived that you're supposed to engage them regarding. Now, I understand your compassion is ever enduring. No contest. That is your work. That is what you love. There's nothing that brings you more joy than bringing folks back into alignment, which is what you do best of all. But to say that that's the reason why my existence is important on this planet comes into a whole other issue of even a symbolized disconnection in and of itself. Now, I didn't say it was. I said a symbolized version of it. And that was the change. You remember when you changed in your medicine aspect of intending the clients that you wanted to come to you?
Mm-hmm.
And not just the ones that had two and a half feet in the grave?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you're supposed to straighten it all out?
Right. Mm-hmm.
When they'd already decided, and that was then that was your client list, your base. So you really had to stay busy adding new clients, not because they were getting better and not coming back to see you, because they were croaking and moving on to better things anyway. That same intention is the intention that we're speaking of flooding the gates, okay, or stopping the dam. And it would be, we embrace the satirical side of those, of just the whole vernacular, just because it is many times that way, you see. That contrast will redefine it for you, you see. And then you reach out for connection. You don't reach out for help. You reach out for connection. And then when you reach out for connection, you get to redefine what really is important or not.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And then things that could be major, you know, if you get to a point where you're in a wheelchair because you have a charging horse so badly that you can't function and live, guess what? You very quickly realize that if a little bit of magnesium makes that where you can dance like a kid again, that's absolutely the way to go.
You see?
And that's marvelous. Or if you've got the candida so badly that you can't even get food to go down because it's all choked up with all this stuff, you know, hey, yeah, we're going to have to get some good something. Or, well, now, this is where J.W.'s granny would say, you starve a cold and feed a fever, and then she'd tangle it around and go, no, it's the other way. And then she'd go, no, it's the other way. Or, You never feed a tapeworm.
Well, supposedly the real saying is if you don't starve a cold, you'll end up feeding a fever.
Yes, okay. Very, very good. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then this is good. We're getting more clarification. And yeah, I mean, it is a process.
In this little section, you may pluck it out or apply it in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Just so someone reading this work. Well, now, see, the other side of it is we're not changing our words. If nobody ever reads it, it's okay with us because we're good. But you're trying to reach out to the point where many people, or the most people, can come into a place of alignment.
Yeah.
And if this is a way of doing that, then absolutely. We wouldn't push it. We say all day, every day, we won't push against anything. So why is yeast any different than anything else?
Right.
It's no different. It's just the dynamic of being the reason for the disconnection. Now, it very well can be a degree of separation, but it doesn't have to be the one degree of separation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's right. In the satire part, the words that you were using to smooth that are perfect words, so someone wouldn't be turned off by it, and they might spark something that they could dawn on them, that whole process that caused that anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, when those folks that have this type of real issue in their experience, they go back, they can take you back to one point in time, many times, of a trauma.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
That's very, very interesting. That they can get just one thing when a roof opened up and icky, nasty aspergillus, something fungus, dumped on their body, and they've been ruined ever since, and they're on 400 Chinese herbs, and they have to go this for detox, and they have to go that for this gets out of the control, and it seals up their lung, the cilia in their lung, and then they can't breathe, and they have to go blah, you know. And you just go on, and instead of it coming into a place of joy and bliss, it becomes the reason why they get to complain.
Yeah, and usually by the time they get to me, they're tired of the disease, tired of complaining, and they're ready to get rid of it. So,
and that's the contrast. And then therefore, your words, your soothing words, which you're such a soother, Carolyn, you'll never know. People depend on your capacity for understanding.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely do. And that's exactly correct. But in the larger, bigger acumen, then it comes into the, okay, well, so we have to pet this and pet that and take care of this and take care of that. When you can just go into the whole hog side of it and sort of basically you can debride it with a little sponge or a little bit of, the sponge or the loaf of sponges, or you can just take 5 gallons of water and whoosh it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't let them wallow for more than about 10 minutes before I'm on to the next thing.
Sure.
But yeah, they really have to hear that you hear them, and then once they really know that, you're good.
Well, indeed, and it becomes wonderful. Mm-hmm. We want this to go the way you want it to go, obviously, and that's very, very apropos, because that's going to be the fulcrum of how others are going to be able to embrace it.
Right.
Or if they could push against it and say, well, forget all this crap. I'm just going to align with Source,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to become a seamless symbiote host relationship and get my mind hooked into this Godhead Trinity thing, that my kingdom could come, and then my will be done. It'll be on earth as it is in the heavens. Then guess what? They don't really care what kind of candy that you're discussing.
Right. You know, you take someone like our number one client, Chad, who's all, he's embraced it to the point of quitting his job and just going for it. And you know, the other day, JW was saying, did he really quit his job? Well, that's what we're telling people to do.
Yeah. But then if you're seeking freedom, the only way to know that you're actually free is when you have the ability to decide what you desire.
Uh-huh.
You see? Because you're so free, you can choose bondage.
I know. Amazing. Okay,
so
sir.
That's very, very, very wonderful. So
yep.
Good. So we're good?
We're good. We are good.
We're going to start with liver next.
Yeah, exciting. Okay, we're good at 3:28. I'll mark that time. Okay. Thank you, Ion. Until the next time, we shall meet again. Good, good, good.
Okay, there you have it. Wonderful debate. I'll mute a couple of people here.
All participants are now unmuted.
There was a lot to cover there, Bob.
What'd you say?
Very good stuff, but some of it I'll have to re-listen to, like especially the leaky gut stuff and the tissue in between. But it's really, really, I think even doctors should listen to this.
Of course, I agree. Yes, everybody should have a press conference and broadcast over the whole world. So yeah, you have to listen to it a few times. Can't follow it all. You're not a doctor.
No.
So if there's nothing to talk about, I'll play some music till the top of the hour. But you have anything to say?
Oh, it's snowing in the UK again, Bob. The weather's so up and down. It was snowing 2 weeks ago.
Is that odd for England?
Yeah, especially the area I'm in. I've only seen a little bit. I've been here 11 years, and it's only snowed once, like 2 centimeters of snow. And
you mean
2 weeks
whole year
ago,
it's only snowed once?
No, in the whole 11 years I've been here.
It doesn't snow there.
No. And now in the last 2 weeks, it's just 2 weeks ago, it snowed more than I've ever seen. And then last week, I went to the school without a jacket on, anything. The weather was warm. I thought, right, spring, here we come. And now today, it's snowing, it's settling, it's blistering out there. I won't be able to move my car. It's really bipolar weather.
Yeah. Well, what am I supposed to say? Sorry. I thought
oh, no,
that.
It's good.
My weather
I'm trying
didn't
to.
Work.
I obviously want to stay home and listen to the archives.
Yes, it has to be snowed in.
Yeah. Yeah. Fine.
Okay, I'm going to play. What kind of music do you want to hear?
Any Bob music's fine.
This is Why Does It Hurt When I Pee?
Perfect, okay. Bob.
Yeah. Did you hear it earlier?
I think I did hear some funny things earlier. It's appropriate, though, just after the medical
right.
show.
The guy who sings it, Ike Willis, he just emailed me. He just commented on my Facebook, Ike Willis. He says, "Hey, Uncle Bob, miss you." So that's him responding to a testimonial about how great my music is. You know, the person who could not, did you hear that? The person who could not stop dancing from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m.?
Oh, yes, that's brilliant.
Right, so
brilliant.
Ike Willis came in there and said he missed me. Now, this is Ike singing the song, Why Does It Hurt When I Pee? All right, that makes sense.
No wonder he misses you, Bob.
Yeah. Okay, here it goes.
Jealousy.
Thank you.
Lucille has messed his mind up. But was it the girl?
Okay, muted. Any comment, Sean, on the lyrics?
That's really funny. Very talented,
yeah.
though.
Beg your pardon?
Very talented, nicely put together, and agony, and getting the point across of that he doesn't want any needles in him.
You might not have gotten all the lyrics, so just put in "Why does it hurt when I pee" lyrics and Zappa, and you'll get the whole story.
Oh, that's really interesting. But
so,
it's the spitest.
The what? The spitest?
Cystitis, that's when you've got infection and it hurts when you pee and you need to see Dr. Carolyn
Dean. Did he say that word?
No, I just know that's the medical term for it.
Okay. All right. I'm going to try another song. Still looking. What is this? Telephone answering machine madness. I don't know what that is.
You have reached our answering machine. We can't come to the phone right now, but we should be back real soon. So please leave your name and number for us at the beep. A dangerous answering machine. If it ain't one thing, it's surely something else. If you'll leave your name and number at the beep, we'll call you when we get in the middle of the night. So leave your name and number at the beep on our answering machine today.
Message for Martha, Doc, or Mark.
Hoo-hoo!
Good in.
You have reached our answering machine. We can't come to the phone right now, but we should be back soon. So leave a message after the beep. Any promise, we'll call back. Because you wanted to talk to Martha, Doc, or to Mark. And not the Evelyn. Not here, Boulette, he's not here, and never was. You must have a wrong number. You have reached our answering machine. We can't come to the phone, but we should be back soon. So leave a message for us after the beep. And no one can come to the phone right now. But if you'll take the time at the sound of the phone to leave your name, number, and time to call, we'll be really glad to be right back here. Please leave a message at the beep. Thank you.
Yeah.
would anybody want to do that?
What? Just like put a metronome on and transcribe somebody talking.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Because it's weird. Wow, Marcel Pfeiffer is pretty good looking.
Two, check, test, 1, 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to show number 4, De La, London, England. Now, I'm going to warn you right now, we're recording this. And for your own good, you'd better make a lot of noise tonight, because this thing is going on the radio in the United States. And I don't want those people in my country to find out how lame you suckers really are. Do you know what I'm talking about? Now, we've been playing here for 3 days, and I have never seen such a boring audience in my life. You people must be walking in your sleep. I know that you're different, though. This is a completely different breed of audience tonight. You people are really up for it. You know what I mean? I can tell it's your vibes and your groovy aura that gives me this clue. And so, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, and remember, you have to make a lot of noise, I'm going to introduce you to the members of our rocking teenage combo right now. This is Patrick O'Hearn on bass. Louder. Very good. Tommy Mars on keyboards. Adrian Ballou on guitar. Little skinny Terry Ted Polzio on drums. Peter Wolf on keyboards. Ed Mann on percussion. All right. Don't want you to get too worked up. Save a little bit for the end of the show, you know what I mean? All right, is that really all right, or are you just saying that? Okay, it is all right. It better be, goddammit. 1, 2, 3.